Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The American Dream, Why It Is Still Alive, and How to Achieve It by Alexander Green is a nonfiction work of economic commentary, personal finance, and civic argument, published by Wiley. The book defends the continuing relevance of the American dream at a time when public discussion often emphasizes inequality, housing costs, political distrust, and stalled mobility. Green, known as a financial analyst, investment strategist, and author of books on wealth and prosperity, approaches the subject from both a national and individual perspective. He argues that the United States still offers unusual conditions for advancement through economic dynamism, technological innovation, entrepreneurship, and capital formation. The book is not only a defense of American capitalism, but also a practical guide to building financial independence through work, saving, investing, persistence, and long-term discipline. Its purpose is to challenge pessimistic narratives while giving readers a framework for pursuing prosperity and earned achievement in contemporary America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, American exceptionalism as the foundation for opportunity. A central theme of the book is that the American dream depends on a broader national environment, not only on individual ambition. Green presents the United States as exceptional because of its economic scale, innovative capacity, entrepreneurial culture, and global influence. His argument is that opportunity is easier to pursue in a society where capital markets are deep, business formation is relatively accessible, new technologies are commercialized rapidly, and cultural norms still reward initiative. This does not mean every person begins from the same position, but it does mean that the institutional setting matters. Green treats American capitalism as a system that has historically expanded living standards and enabled upward movement across generations. The reasoning is practical when a society produces abundant goods, rewards innovation, and allows people to own assets. The path to prosperity is broader than in systems that limit private enterprise. This topic gives the book its civic dimension. The American dream is framed not merely as private wealth accumulation, but as a product of political freedom, open markets, and social expectations that encourage people to build, risk, and improve their circumstances. Secondly, a direct challenge to the claim that upward mobility is dead. Green positions the book against a familiar argument in modern commentary that the American dream has become unavailable to most people. He addresses concerns about stagnant wages, high home prices, educational costs, and public frustration, but his emphasis is on countering the conclusion that advancement is no longer possible. The book argues that pessimistic narratives often understate how many Americans still improve their economic position through education, work, entrepreneurship, investing, and career mobility. Green also highlights the difference between structural obstacles and fatalism. A barrier can make progress harder without making it impossible. This distinction is important because the book aims to restore agency without denying that economic pressure exists. Its reasoning depends on the idea that opportunity should be measured across multiple routes, not only through home ownership or inherited wealth. Career advancement, business ownership, market participation, skill acquisition, and long-term asset building all count as pathways. By emphasizing mobility rather than guaranteed outcomes, Green reframes the debate around what people can do within existing conditions and how public narratives influence their willingness to act. Thirdly, work, saving, and investing is the practical mechanism of the dream. The most concrete part of the book is its focus on the ordinary financial behaviors that make prosperity more attainable. Green emphasizes work, saving, and investing as durable practices rather than fashionable tactics. This reflects his background as an investment strategist and financial writer. The logic is cumulative: earned income creates surplus, disciplined saving preserves part of that surplus, and investing allows capital to compound over time. The method does not depend on sudden wealth or perfect timing in financial markets. Instead, it depends on consistency, patience, and understanding that ownership of productive assets has historically been one of the most reliable ways to participate in economic growth. All this makes the book closer to a personal finance argument than a purely political essay. Green treats financial independence as something that can be pursued through habits within individual control, even if outcomes vary by circumstance. The practical implication is that the American dream is not only a national promise, but a personal process. It requires turning opportunity into action through career effort, prudent consumption, market participation, and long-range planning. Fourthly, earned success, purpose, and legacy beyond material wealth. Although the book gives significant attention to prosperity, it does not reduce the American dream to income or net worth alone. Green connects the dream to deeper human needs, including purpose, progress, dignity, and the desire to leave something lasting for future generations. This broadens the meaning of achievement. Financial independence matters because it can provide security, freedom of choice, and the ability to support family, community, and personal goals. In this sense, wealth is treated as a means rather than a final identity. The book also draws on an older American tradition associated with figures such as Benjamin Franklin, where industry, thrift, learning, and practical wisdom are linked to character formation. The phrase healthy, wealthy, and wise captures this wider vision. The reasoning is that prosperity without self-command or purpose is incomplete, while purpose without economic stability can be fragile. By linking money, work, health, wisdom, and legacy, Green presents the American dream as a holistic ideal. This makes the book relevant to readers who want financial progress, but also want a coherent explanation of why that progress matters. Lastly, media pessimism and the importance of economic interpretation. Another important dimension of the book is its critique of public pessimism. Green argues that media figures, politicians, and public intellectuals often present economic life through a lens of decline, scarcity, or unfairness. His concern is not only that these narratives may be incomplete, but that they can change behavior. If people become convinced that advancement is impossible, they may avoid saving, investing, career risk, or entrepreneurship. The book, therefore, treats interpretation as economically consequential. How people understand the system affects whether they participate in it. This does not require accepting every optimistic claim without scrutiny. A balanced reading recognizes that some people face serious disadvantages and that markets can produce unequal results. However, Green emphasizes that a flawed system can still generate more opportunity than its critics admit. The book stands out by joining cultural criticism with practical finance. It argues that pessimism is not merely an attitude but a barrier to action. Readers are asked to evaluate whether their views about the economy are based on evidence, political rhetoric, personal frustration, or habits of comparison that obscure real possibilities. In conclusion, The American Dream, why it is still alive, and how to achieve it is best suited for readers interested in the intersection of personal finance, economic optimism, and American civic identity. It will appeal especially to ambitious workers, investors, entrepreneurs, parents thinking about intergenerational opportunity, and readers who feel uncertain about whether financial independence remains realistic. Its practical benefit lies in translating a large national debate into individual behaviors. Work steadily, save deliberately, invest productively, and resist narratives that lead to passivity. Its intellectual benefit is the way it connects personal prosperity to institutions, culture, capitalism, and historical ideals of self-improvement. Compared with many personal finance books, it is broader in scope because it does not focus only on budgeting, portfolio construction, or retirement planning. Compared with many political books, it is more action-oriented because it asks what individuals can do rather than only what policymakers should change. The book stands out by defending the American dream as both a social reality and a personal discipline. Readers who want a skeptical critique of capitalism may find its argument too optimistic. But those seeking a structured defense of opportunity and wealth building will find a clear and coherent statement of that case. If you would like to support Alexander Green, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.